Macomb is getting ready to work on its courthouse square. Repairs will be made to the streets and possibly the infrastructure beneath them. The project gives the city, businesses, and residents a rare opportunity to re-examine the square and ensure it remains vibrant for decades to come. Today we start the five-part series, Turning Around the Downtown. Public Radio's Rich Egger begins the series by examining what Macomb might do to win over naysayers.
That's right, naysayers. No matter what you try to do, no matter how well-intentioned it is, there will always be someone who says you should not do it.
Those folks who just say, you know what, this is a stupid way to spend money. It's a waste of money.
This is Rushville Mayor Scott Thompson.
You just have to move forward. If it's the right thing to do, you just got to do it.
Rushville moved forward. The city just finished renovating its square. The brick streets around Central Park were redone while sidewalks were added or replaced. The entire district has a fresh look while maintaining its historic character. Thompson says there continued to be naysayers, but he says more and more residents and businesses got behind the project as it progressed.
Once we showed commitment to the project, the community showed commitment.
For example, the next goal is to renovate the Central Park gazebo, which could cost around $60,000.
We have private funders, anonymous funders now, who have come forward to pay for all that work put in a new sound system. So people paid attention. They saw the benefit that this work had for the community, and now they're participating in it.
Rushville is not alone. Quincy has spent several years working to reinvigorate its downtown district. It's a large project. The district encompasses 75 blocks. No matter the size of the project, Chuck Bevelheimer says someone will find something wrong with it.
We had, at the very beginning of the streetscape project, we had a lot of naysayers. Why are you putting pavers in? Why are you putting more lights in?
Bevelheimer is Quincy's director of planning and development. He says the city wanted the downtown to be vibrant at night. It chose projects based on feedback from businesses and residents. So more lights were added because people told the city they felt unsafe downtown at night.
There was a time in the mid-90s where we had crime issues, where we had issues with women workers who were scared to walk to their cars because there wasn't enough lights downtown. And now we're talking about expanding parking lots because we need more parking, which is a good thing versus having empty parking lots at night.
Bevelheimer says the city also started an arts corridor program and asked service clubs to fund it, which they did. Just like Rushville, as Quincy showed a commitment to improving the downtown, residents and businesses began to get on board. Noi San Thongkam already co-owned a restaurant in Quincy, but decided to move it downtown nearly 2 years ago when he saw the impact of the city's improvements.
We've seen it change a lot, and actually since the time we've opened, when we're busy, everybody else is busy. It's a little bit of synergy, which is a great thing. We're trying to draw people downtown, and I think we've been successful.
San Thongkam renovated an old movie house into the restaurant and bar, One. Terry Austin is another businessman who recognized Quincy's renewed commitment to its downtown.
It was grand when I was a kid, and it's going to be a lot better now. There are several other people investing in downtown as well, so it's really rejuvenated the area.
Austin is president of Austin Properties, which has invested in downtown Quincy by purchasing buildings and renovating them for businesses and residents. Another challenge for any community remaking its downtown district is to make sure business owners are in the loop every step of the way. While those businesses stand to benefit a great deal, they also stand to lose a great deal if customers stay away while streets and sidewalks are torn up. In the next part of our series, we'll hear from some business owners who stuck it out while the dust was flying and the jackhammers were pounding. Rich Egger reporting.